The Morgue. Chapter 5 of Amethystina's Sniper and Hacker. Read by CookieMom6067. Clay, why are we at a morgue? Pooch asked warily. Jensen didn't blame him for sounding unnerved. Pooch was the one injured, propped up between Jensen and Cougar as they slipped in behind Clay. Pooch still couldn't walk all that well, what with being shot once in each leg. The room was empty, meaning that Aisha must have been successful in luring away whoever was on shift at the time. Jensen suspected that she had accomplished this with the liberal use of blunt force trauma. Well, Jensen cut in, just as Clay turned to reply to Pooch's question, we figured that if your injuries turned fatal, this would save on travel time. Pooch gave him a dirty look. You're not helping, Clay said evenly. What? Jensen defended, pleased to notice that Cougar was trying not to smile. It's true. If you want to spare yourself a trip to the morgue, you should die at the morgue. Clay rolled his eyes before looking at Pooch. They have supplies to at least temporarily fix you up, until we can find a proper doctor. Clay was aiming to reassure, but it would probably have been more convincing if they hadn't been standing in a cold, sterile room lit up with greenish fluorescent lights. It looked creepy, and Jensen wasn't even the one bleeding. At least there were no dead bodies on display, but that was a minor comfort, all things considered. Coroners have medical training, Jensen supplied helpfully. I'm sure they'd be delighted to try their hands on a live specimen for once. It could be a learning experience. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Pooch accused, but allowed Jensen and Cougar to lead him toward one of the metal slabs. He seemed to draw the line at lying down on it, however. I am not dead yet, Jensen, he barked, swaying closer to Cougar in an attempt to get away from Jensen's gentle nudges. Yet, Jensen agreed with a solemn nod. Clay! Pooch exclaimed, in a pitch way too high for a grown man. He looked quite comical, clinging to Cougar for support, who was still trying his best not to smile. Clay let out a sigh, pinching the bridge of his nose. Jensen, stop implying that Pooch is dying. Clay sounded defeated, though, as if he knew that reprimands were pointless. Previous experiences must have taught him that, Jensen assumed. Clay caught his gaze. Secure the perimeter instead. Yes, sir, Jensen replied on reflex. He knew that Clay was just giving him orders to keep him occupied. Aisha would surely have taken care of any threats already, but Jensen didn't mind the distraction. He felt wired and unfocused, so he'd rather embrace a task, any task, really, than stand around twiddling his thumbs. Truth was, he was running on pure willpower. They all were. The adrenaline had faded long ago, and all that was left was an empty feeling of loss and exhaustion. If Pooch hadn't been injured, Jensen was pretty sure that they would have found the nearest place to crash, and done so without hesitation. They couldn't follow Max, and Roke was already lost, so aside from getting Pooch fixed up, they didn't have much of a mission. There was a lot to process, though, some of which Jensen didn't even want to acknowledge, but it would have to wait until Pooch was taken care of. Jensen strolled into the adjoining office, his fingers itching when he saw the computer on the desk. He longed for the security of humming hard drives and strings of code. If he had that, maybe he would be able to ignore the lingering aftertaste of panic. He had been seconds away from seeing Cougar's brain splattered on the asphalt. Jensen closed his eyes and swallowed down the lump of nausea. Don't think about it, don't think about it, don't think about it. Cougar was fine. Jensen could hear him speak in the next room. Not the exact words, few as they were, but he would recognize that cadence anywhere. Cougar was alive, and Jensen should focus on his mission. Like expected, he didn't find anything out of order. Aisha had probably tossed the coroner into a supply closet or something, because there was no sign of either of them in the small office space. Jensen did find a locker with pretty white lab coats, though, grinning widely when he located one that fit. Well, it fit reasonably well. It was somewhat tight over the shoulders, but Jensen was used to that. He was beaming when he returned to the other room. Pooch was sitting on one of the metal slabs while Cougar inspected the damage done to Pooch's legs. Clay was guarding the door, his expression closed off and stern. Jensen figured he was thinking about Roke. Cougar let out a fond snort when he saw Jensen, but it was quieter than usual. He looked as tired as the rest of them and hadn't spoken much since they left the port. Well, even less than usual. "Ah, hell no! You are not operating on anyone, Jay," Pooch declared before Jensen had even opened his mouth. Jensen pouted. "But I have the code and everything." "This isn't a video game, Jensen. The code doesn't grant you instant powers of healing," Pooch replied dryly. "But definitely 5+ in charisma," Jensen countered with a wink. That earned him an eye roll from both Pooch and Cougar. Pooch was about to give a no-doubt scathing reply, but paused when the morgue's phone started ringing. Clay looked up from where he stood brooding by the door, instantly on guard. Whoever was calling probably expected someone to answer, but Aisha had yet to return with the poor coroner she had kidnapped. Not answering might alert the rest of the hospital of the sneaky takeover of their facilities, which was a big no-no. So Jensen did the only reasonable thing in such a situation and reached for the receiver. "Welcome to the city morgue," he said cheerfully. "You stab 'em, we bag 'em." The silence was deafening, both inside the room and on the other end of the line. Right, the woman on the phone sounded baffled. "Who is this?" "Oh, I'm one of the new people," Jensen blurted out. "The live ones, that is. I work with dead people, but don't plan on joining them anytime soon." Clay made a suffering face that Jensen chose to ignore. "Okay." The woman cleared her throat, obviously trying to remain professional despite the weird conversation they were having. "We have possible relatives to the John Doe who came in last night. Can we bring them over for an identification in, say, 3 hours? "Sure thing," Jensen replied. He figured they would be long gone by then. He rifled through the papers strewn over the small table next to the phone. There was something that looked vaguely like a calendar, with a chewed-on pen lying next to it. "I'll make a note of it," he continued, and did just that. "Right, thanks." The woman, possibly a detective considering her errand, was no doubt frowning in confusion. She also hung up before Jensen got the time to say goodbye, which was just rude. When he turned back to face the rest of his team, they were staring at him with mixed expressions of exasperation and disbelief. "So, a regular day at work, in other words." "Jensen," Clay began. "Improvisation," Jensen exclaimed with a brilliant smile. "I'm good, right?" Cougar shook his head, but it was from fondness rather than disagreement. Jensen tried not to preen. He also tried not to gravitate closer to Cougar, wanting to make sure that he was still alive and whole. That would be too obvious, and Jensen knew he still had to keep his emotions under tight wraps. Just because he was feeling a little clingy didn't mean that he could go ahead and reveal his long-standing crush on his best friend. Jensen was saved from a scolding by Aisha's return, whereupon she and Clay immediately launched into a heated discussion about how they were going to proceed. Jensen was more worried about how Aisha had chosen to deal with the morgue staff, but knew better than to get between Clay and Aisha when they were arguing. He wasn't that stupid, thank you very much. Cougar worked in silence, as was his habit, while Pooch remained admirably still despite the pain he had to be in. Jensen, on his part, drifted around the room, doing an excellent job of not opening any of the storage compartments to peek at the dead bodies. He'd had enough of corpses in his life, to be honest, but curiosity was a personality flaw of his. There was another phone call 5 minutes later, which Jensen answered with a chippered, "Welcome to the city morgue. You choke 'em, we smoke 'em." Jensen listened to the message and dutifully made another note in the calendar before hanging up. "Seriously?" Aisha had her arms crossed over her chest, looking dubious. "Yeah, I know," Jensen grimaced. "That was a bad one. Morgues don't do the cremations." Aisha stared for a second, then turned to Clay, who was back to pinching the bridge of his nose. "Since when does he work here?" Aisha asked, but she sounded amused underneath the sharpness. Or maybe that was just Jensen's imagination. "Jensen, for heaven's sake, stop manning the phone," Clay said, with a tone that suggested that he wanted to be anywhere but there. Jensen thought that was unfair. He was only trying to make sure that no one caught on to them having hijacked the local morgue. Clay ignored Jensen's pout. "Coogs?" he asked instead. "Soon done," was the curt reply. Cougar flicked a quick glance toward Clay. "He needs a doctor." Clay sighed and rubbed a hand over his face. "I know that," he answered, voice weary. "But finding one who knows to keep their mouth shut isn't easy." "I have contacts," Aisha cut in. Her gaze traveled over the men in the room, her expression calculating, as if she wasn't sure whether to bother saving their asses again. "And a safe house." Pooch perked up at that, if only marginally. The blood loss was getting to him, no doubt, and Jensen was willing to go with Aisha's plan just to give Pooch a chance to lie down and rest. Clay seemed to be thinking along the same lines, relief flickering past on his face. At this point, they were more or less helpless without Aisha's assistance. She was the one with money and influence, while they were presumed dead. So Jensen could understand if Clay was grateful that she could solve their problems without him having to do much at all. They were so tired. "Find a doctor," Clay told her, before walking over to help Pooch get ready to leave. Cougar hadn't had the time or supplies to do much more than clean and properly bandage the gunshot wounds, but it would have to do. Jensen helped Cougar clean the tools he had used, while Aisha left to make her calls, and Clay steered Pooch toward the exit. The fewer traces they left, the better. Jensen's sloppily scrawled notes in the calendar wouldn't be much to go on, but he made sure to wipe down the pen and phone, just in case, while Cougar mopped up the blood. Cleaning didn't take long at all, thankfully enough. Jensen jumped when he suddenly felt a hand on his arm. Cougar was standing next to him, gaze imploring. "You okay?" Jensen took a moment to think on that. He knew he couldn't reply with the whole truth. There was no mistaking Cougar's honest concern, but both of them had something guarded in their eyes, thoughts they weren't willing to share. Jensen more so than Cougar, he supposed, what with his urge to reach out, twist his fingers into Cougar's hair, and pull him in for a kiss. Now was clearly not the time. There might never be a time for that. "I'll be fine," Jensen replied. That might not have been the answer Cougar wanted, since it implied that something was indeed wrong, but it would just have to do, at least for now. Cougar gave Jensen's arm a squeeze, his grip warm and comforting. "You think Clay will let me keep the coat?" Jensen asked, mostly to change the subject. The fact that it made Cougar smile, well, that was just a bonus. Cougar reached out to straighten the lab coat, fingers sliding along Jensen's shoulders, then down to flatten the lapels. His hand lingered a couple of seconds longer than necessary, resting against Jensen's rapidly beating heart. "See." Cougar's smile was affectionate. "You look good." Jensen swallowed and managed to smile. He couldn't for the life of him remember how to talk, let alone breathe. "Come on," Cougar urged, fingertips brushing against Jensen's wrist, as if he had planned to grab it and pull him along, but eventually decided against it. The touch was still enough to send a sizzle of excitement through Jensen. So he followed, leaving the empty morgue without a backward glance, focusing on Cougar and the happy flutter in his own chest. It was only when they were waiting for Pooch to get stitched up that Jensen dared to ask Aisha what had happened to the coroner. She gave him a crooked smile, but reassured him that the man had suffered nothing more serious than a bump on the head. Jensen was very relieved to hear that. And if Jensen kept the lab coat, tucked in next to the bundle of letters and other important things he stored in his duffel, well, that was his business. The end.